उसके ऊपर। So, I know I often promote stepping your game up, climbing instead of whining or being apathetic about where you currently are and not accepting reality for how you ended up there, especially if you don't like it where you are. You don't like your dating options or anything along those lines. For females, I'll say this. The simping will save you. If you don't know what a simp is, it's simple, really. It's someone who does not have or maintain power or structure or order in their life, typically, and especially and definitely as it pertains to females. So he's where you go if you can't handle order, if you can't handle rules, if you like to stray out of bounds, if you have trouble controlling what you say out your mouth, if you have the inclination to get disrespectful. You probably aren't built for anyone top notch, but the simp will save you. You can count on that. Why? Because the scales have been tilted so greatly in your favor that you actually have more options and chances to be with someone. Even if they're not quality, it's somebody. So because there are so many males with few options, you can always catch a large contingent who are in desperation. So if you have minimal self-control, then simping will save you. Now you can mess that up. That's if you just have no discipline and you just talk crazy. You at least have to be manageable or seem manageable until you can get yourself on that paperwork or get that ring. This is my formula for females who either have no desire to not be regular or subpar, or feel they don't have the ability to not be subpar. This could offend, but reality is not everyone wants to climb. Some people are stuck where they are, or in a few cases, they're just content where they are. They'll take whoever, and if he matches up, boom, they're good with that. And I actually have no problem with that. But the simping will save you. Problem is, some females have so little self-control that they can't prevent themselves from running their mouth. And they run off and scare off the simping. And it's not because the simping has boundaries and he sees himself way up there. And, you ain't coming at me right. You ain't gonna make it. It's not one of those numbers. It's one of the things where, because the simping has little power in his situations, you didn't even wait to get in the door before you became domineering. So you have to be tactful if you don't have great discipline. You at least need to keep quiet for that long. As I told one female, at least be smart enough to get what you want first before you come off the rails. I know 3-4 months in, you could barely contain yourself anymore. I know that. So be wise enough somehow to get what you want before you punk off and start being a nothing joint. It's real talk. You're getting real talk today. You know, so if you don't need an exceptional man, if you don't need a man, you just need a male and his parts to reproduce, the simping to save you. If you don't mind having children and you have a son and he gets bamboozled and bullied by females he deals with because he doesn't know what structure looks like, he didn't have a manly man around him, the simping to save you. If you want a female who does not know what manhood is, and you don't mind her having a larger chance of getting some fake street guy who puts on a facade and talks loud because to her that could represent manhood, the simping to save you. If you've had a history of running off weak guys, picking guys who make less than you, so you have some type of, in your mind, some type of say in what happens because he doesn't see himself as much because he allows you to say, hey, I make more, and or that's always looming somewhere, roundabouts, and you back him down because, hey, he's trying to keep things cool with you. You are 100% of his women. So to him, he's going to make sure he doesn't mess up his opportunity to have a physical interaction with you tonight. So he's going to keep his mouth closed. He's going to let you stumble out of bounds. He ain't got no problem with it. And if he doesn't have a problem with it, you don't have a problem with it. I ain't got no problem with it. So if you don't mind getting to the point where no one is there to keep you from making critical mistakes, if you don't mind having somebody who will allow you to grab the wheel and run it off the road just to see if you can with no rhyme or reason, the simping to save you. They'll be around. All you gotta do is sit there and be quiet long enough. Act like you have poise for a second, and the simping to save you, because he's doing bad right now. Where is he? He just got dropped off, or he's reaching at some female that he can't get at. He believes in the whole myth of the elusive, exclusive, top-notch female. He believes in it. He thinks chase is a real thing. He believes in it. Like, he believes that's his role to show that he'll do anything and I'll go above and beyond to deal with the female. But yes, I'm honorary, I'm noble, I'm the white knight, all this stuff. He's out there and he's coming. He's gonna save you. He believes in that. So the simping to save you. That's my good news of females. But you need to be content and pleased and satisfied with the fact that he's going to be weak. You have to be able to accept that. If you like it where you got somebody, you can make him feel like he's running things, but truth be told, you are, because you can power play him. The simping to save you. Y'all going to get along beautiful. So there is an answer for you. The answer is the simping to save you. Like, if you can't climb up and a lot, because I know some personally, a lot of females right now cannot find situations. They prefer it, but in their mind, there's like an ideal relationship that exists with the magical one where it's just perfect and they can idealize because they haven't had anybody around them long enough that they can romanticize with a perfect relationship is. See, mine wouldn't be like that. How it would be is, see, mine wouldn't be like theirs. My guy would, and they would. It's got all these theories because they don't have reality of a real relationship to go by. And then also the problem is they feel like they are a better catch than they truly are. They live under this myth because they haven't broke out of that mindset they had in their 20s when more than likely they were in their physical prime, to where you could have bad habits. You could eat poorly. You didn't have to work out, but all that didn't catch up with you yet. And most importantly, you didn't have that big thing on your back you drag everywhere. What's that, baggage? The bitterness, the anger, the vitriol that makes you analyze other people's situations. And you live like that? Don't you know the right way to live is how you look being that age? You don't have, you know, the gossiping, neck rolling chicken who talking about what everybody else doing. Don't have a situation and can't catch and definitely can't keep. See, the problem is this. The problem lies here. This is why you should be glad that the simp is to save you. Because you could keep quiet long enough and you could play poise long enough for a quality option to come through and check on you for a second. But what's going to happen is eventually you're going to have a conversation. And that's where you run into trouble. You're going to open your mouth and there it is. He can't assume you're a certain way. He can't believe in the image you showed when he just looked at you. Why? You look better quiet in most cases. You've been able to prattle and have nonsense babble conversations with other broads you talk to, sister girling, and then the males who get around you and who will sister girl with you and or couldn't tell you, hey, man, don't nudge me and ask me all them questions. What I look like? You all right? You know what I mean? You lost your mind today? You don't have that around you. Why? Because more than likely you've dealt with people who couldn't afford to do that. See, the problem is, if you acquire somebody with the boyfriend package, he has to make things cool with you because y'all are going to sit with each other on the couch tonight. You're going to lay in the same bed. He doesn't want you to drag this on and on. So when he tells you get out of his face, he got to go make up. And 9 out of 10, he won't say it in the first place. Because, especially if he lives in the house that has your name on it, or he drives a car that has your name on it, or his situation is raggedy right now. So, yeah, he can't tell you get somewhere. Act like you got some sense, or don't, but do it over there. He can't do that. And that's where the game lies to you. That's where the dating arena lies to you. Because you believe when you deal with somebody who has it going on, he's going to do the same thing, but he's not. I think the common ground I'm seeing with females that I have as clients, they'll try to take their tactics from their dating life and apply it to me. They truly believe, they've been convinced that they have something of value that every man wants from them. Even the ones that could do better. Broad will be a stone cold 5.3 and will swear she'll live and die by the fact that in her mind that you definitely want to hook up with her. She just doesn't see it yet. She can't get you to figure it out yet. How about in a lot of cases, did you ever consider that, you know, maybe you're just whack. Like, does that ever cross your mind? And you can't con everybody. So the belief when you don't work on yourself and the belief that you can just show up And because you got female parts and you're used to dealing with males in lack, that you have value to everybody is false. It's false. So what you'll do then is live like this fantasy land. It's tough for you to hear that. It's tough. I know. They cons you. You can look in your phone right now and be like, this guy calls me all the time. That guy will tell me all the things he'll do for me. Like, you don't even believe that because in your phone, it's in there. You see proof right here. This guy do this. This guy did that. This guy, yeah, but they're whack. They're raggedy. They're the simping. Yeah, simping to save you. There's more simping coming. You ain't never going to run out. But those options you left behind, that's what you got to work with. They're just going to come again with a different face. That's what you don't realize. And that's hard for you to take. If you deal with 699 out of 700 men or males, they're simps. They're tricks. What does that mean? What does tricking mean? It means he'll wager what he has or use what he has to gain and to keep you. Or he has a trick in spirit. Meaning if it came down to it, he will relinquish his self-control. He will relinquish his self-respect. He will relinquish the items around him, the trinkets, to get you or to acquire you. He will. 699 out of 700 men are simps and tricks. And you'll never run out. So you always have that option, but you have to have that option. That is your option. Why even waste time? Go on that phone, get one of them simps, and hey man, all them orbiters you got rotating around, waiting for you to, you know, the ones with the high, beautiful message when you wake up, get one of them simps right now and pick one so you stop burning clock. Get somebody now because that's going to be who you get. If you wait long enough, there'll always be males with poor options, so you ain't going to run out. But problem is, you are going to have less options as time goes on. When you get deep enough, because now it don't make sense for him to simp out and trick on some old lady. Won't he just go get a 23-year-old to trick off on? If he paying, basically, he paying with his self-respect or he paying with his money, she don't respect him. At least he can get somebody he think look good. So don't lie to yourself about what you're working with and who you're working with. Know your personnel. Don't always say that. But all that is, it's a moot point, as they say. Why? Because simping will save you. Simping is around you right now. When you're at the office, the one that keeps coming in there 100 million miles an hour and walking you to where you going, doing all the smiling and the simping to save you. Putting on a show about all these things he got and what he done and how he has this and he got this going on. He's about to go to school for this, that, and the other. The simping to save you, they're all around you. You'll never run out. But be honest and true and real about what you can get and what you can't. That's if you're raggedy. But hey, if you're on top of your game, that's fly. And contrary, let me blast this myth. A lot of bitter females say this. When they are no longer fly or they've never been fly, what they'll do is say that you need either a younger female because they don't know any better, essentially, like as if some 50-year-old male who doesn't have anything going for himself can con a 25-year-old out of something physical because she doesn't know any better. You don't think they'd be lying enough to do that? Think. If it was that simple, you don't think the guy who has a 40-some-year-old wife, he can't stand half the time? He's sitting in the car for 20 minutes before he goes in the house sometimes, drinking because he about to go into her? You don't think he would just say, well, it takes 20 minutes to go by this college and get one of these young girls who don't know no better? That's bitterness talking. That's not even common sense. Because common sense would tell you he would do that if he could. And, you know, males jump right in behind you. They only get with a young girl because they have to have somebody immature. That's false. What female you know who's mature like that? I don't know. I've been around 40-some years. The only difference is they hide it better for longer typically. But once they jump on emotions back, you're dealing with toddlers. A young toddler or old-faced toddler. But that's all you're dealing with until she regain her poise. And the only problem is the younger face is bound to listen more, which means what? You can reshape her. The other one is old, hardened, typically, and won't listen. And the other myth that's riding, that's totally incorrect, and somebody gameless and game goofy would only say this, that you would deal with someone because they have low self-esteem. If you're fly, if you're up and winning, the last thing you'll do is bring somebody around you with low self-esteem. In a lot of cases, that's why he won't deal with you. Because only an older, bitter, angry, who done wrong and won't correct the wrongness and won't listen to get out of the wrongness has low self-esteem. That's the quintessential example of someone with low self-esteem. Which is why you turn and look at other relationships, you turn and look at other people, and you got every reason why he shouldn't be with her, why he shouldn't live that way, why they shouldn't be together. I know I don't use all that energy talking about who should do what and who should. How often do I use the word should? Or why they, I don't do that. Why do you do that? That's low self-esteem, to not be winning and have more passion for other people's situations than your own is low self-esteem. You wouldn't bring someone, if you're a guy with fly intentions, fly accolades, fly accomplishment, and unwavering conviction about yourself, the last thing you would do is bring somebody around you who has low self-esteem. It's tough to work with. Who wants to work with a rocky, hardened, messy canvas that he has to clean, scrape, when he can just get a fresh one? See, also somebody who doesn't have the mess and baggage and vomit all over their campus and canvas. Why would he do that? That's a clean slate. If somebody has low self-esteem, they're a big, gigantic mess and a big, gigantic ball of negative, raggedy emotion. Who can deal with that? They work against the grain. You got to tell them stuff twice. No. No one around me has low self-esteem. Not no one I deal with. Why? Because they listen to my direction. If they follow my direction, how could they have low self-esteem? When they have a purpose, when they have a task, when they have a standard, when they have discipline, when they're dealing with someone fly, how could they have low self-esteem? When they're running with a winner. But if you don't run with a winner, if you can't get a winner, and other people do, when you feel like, let me tear down that person or make them feel like or make her feel like they shouldn't be there. That's what I'll do. If I can't do no better, or be no better than the D+, why don't I try to make them feel like a C-? Then maybe I can have some influence. That's low self-esteem. Life don't lie to you. As Sinful the Peace says, you are now living the results of your thoughts. And you're stuck there in a lot of cases because you don't listen. But man, as tough as it is in the corner you backed yourself into, I'm going to give you a little bit of encouragement. Do everything you can to get up out that corner. Stand on your feet. And tumble your way down the steps. out to the curb and just stand there with all your might. Stand upright. Because at the end of the day, if all else fails, the symphony will save you. He's coming. But even more so than that, be kind, be pleasant, and be great. Freeze this, freeze that.